Bekletme. Hare Krishna. Yes, my start or whatever.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Tato jaya mudirayet.
Tato jaya mudirayet.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagvata sevaya.
Nityam bhagvata sevaya.
Bhagvati uttama shloke.
Bhagvati uttama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text Number 20.
तथा परमहंसानां
तथा परमहंसानां
मुनीनां अमलात्मनां
मुनीनां अमलात्मनां भक्ति योग विधानार्थं
कथं पश्येन हि स्त्रियः
कथं पश्येन हि स्त्रियः
तथा परमहंसानां
Mulinam
Atmalatmanam
Bhakti Yoga
Vidarnartam
Katam Pashena Histriyaha
Katam Pashena Histriyaha
Tatha
Besides that
Paramahamsanam
of the advanced transcendentalists.
Of the advanced transcendentalists.
Muninam
of the great philosophers. Of the great philosophers.
Or mental speculators.
Or mental speculators.
Amala Atmanam.
Those whose minds are competent
to discern between spirit and matter.
Bhakti Yoga.
The science of devotional service.
Vidhana Artham.
For executing.
Katham.
How?
Pashyema.
Can observe.
He.
Certainly.
Striya. Women.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service and to the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? So please repeat. You yourself
descend
to propagate
the transcendental science
of devotional service unto the hearts of
the advanced transcendentalists
and mental speculators
who are purified
being able to discriminate
between matter and spirit
how then can we women
know you perfectly
purport. Even the greatest philosophical speculators cannot have access to the region of the Lord. It is said in the Upanishads that the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is beyond the range of the thinking power of the greatest philosopher. He is unknowable by great learning or by the greatest brain. He is knowable only by one who has his mercy. Others may go on thinking about him for years together, yet he is unknowable. This very fact is corroborated by the queen, who is playing the part of an innocent woman. Women in general are unable to speculate like philosophers, but they are blessed by the Lord because they believe at once in the superiority and almightiness of the Lord. And thus, they offer obeisances without reservation. The Lord is so kind that he does not show special favor only to one who is a great philosopher. He knows the sincerity of purpose. For this reason only, women generally assemble in great number in any sort of religious function. In every country and in every sect of religion, it appears that the women are more interested than the men. This simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy insincere religious fervor.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
तथा परमहंसानां मुनीनां अमलात्मनां भक्तियोग विना विधानार्थं कथं पश्येन हि स्त्रियः यू योरसेल्फ डिसेंड टू प्रोपोगेट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल साइंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड टू द हार्ट्स ऑफ द एडवांस्ड ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट एंड मेंटल स्पेक्युलेटर्स हु आर प्योरिफाइड बाय बीइंग एबल टू डिस्क्रिमिनेट बिटवीन मैटर एंड स्पिरिट. How then can we women know you perfectly? So this is the prayer number 3, and Mother Kunti is now telling Krishna that how it is so difficult to understand him. She is saying even the Paramahamsa, they are not ordinary people, you know. There are very, very few Paramahamsas in the whole creation. So, Paramahamsas, even they cannot understand Krishna fully. After performing some Bhakti Yoga, executing Bhakti Yoga, only even the Paramahamsa can understand a little about Krishna. And same way, Muni, Prabhupada says, mental speculators, philosophical philosophers, Munis, their minds are much more pure than us, you know, very clean in habits and everything. So, even for them, only after executing devotional service, as I said, they can understand Krishna a little. Lord Shiva says that nobody can understand Krishna. He says if all the yogis and the munis and the paramahamsas and everybody put together, they start describing Krishna, then they will be discovering only the tip of the iceberg, so to say. You know, the iceberg. There is a small little tip and the whole iceberg in the water. So same way, Krishna cannot be, you know, people think that we know everything about Krishna. But it's not true. This has been confirmed in the scriptures many times. So she is saying, how a woman, I mean, she is taking a very, very humble position. Generally, of course, we say that in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says that the women, I mean, this whole Mahabharata and Ramayana and everything has been written mainly for the people who are not so advanced, and also, I mean, that includes, of course, now in current situation, women may not agree, you know, they will say, oh, we are also chief executive, prime minister, this, that, blah, blah. But here, Queen Kunti, she is much more intelligent than all these so-called chief executives, etc. And she is taking this humble position. And she is saying that, she is admitting that, you know, it's not possible to understand you completely, to know Krishna completely. So that's the point. That doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, this point always comes, women intelligence and so on and so forth. And I always believe that when we say less, it is just a relative term, you know. Like one time I said that 99 is less than 100, but 99 in itself is fantastic. It's like in the class, there may be one person who gets the first rank, and the second rank may be just one mark less. That doesn't make the second rank, you know, useless. But of course, then there is one first rank. So same way, by this purport, the men should not start thinking that, oh, this is not for us. We understand Krishna perfectly. Women cannot understand. No. And Prabhupada, in fact, is now supporting the women in a big way here in this purport. He is saying that they are the ones who immediately surrender to Krishna. You know, they believe at once in the superiority of almightiness of the Lord. At least that much they accept. They may not know Krishna fully, but they will be, and that's why Prabhupada says, in any religious function or something, you will see more women than men. Why? Because this simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy, insincere religious fervor. You know, some people do it for show. It's not, but women don't do that. You know, women generally, you see that even when you go to Mayapur and all, you know, there will be, men will be talking a lot, but women will be at the back. But when it comes to glorifying the Lord in the ululu, they are louder than anybody else. You know, they are, even in at homes, you see that, you know. Like my mother was, just to give an example, my mother was doing it for 2 hours every day, and my father might be doing it for 2 minutes. You know, that was the gap. Mm. I mean, so many pujas and, you know, so on. Of course, they get they get carried away sometime. And other thing is that, of course, that's also true that women want more material possessions. You know, that they keep asking their husbands, I want this, I want that, like that. And that's why now they are all started working now, because husband stopped giving to their requirement. You know, he will give, but then their requirements are more now. They want to be on equal, so they start. And that's why we see this, all these families, more time for anybody. Both are working, you know, they just. And now to spoil them further, there are companies who started making all ready-made foods, you know, like just heat and eat. And that's why you see in the Indian grocery store, you know, that people are going with full bags. And if you look at the content, you know, he started keeping more and more of these brands. Rajma, Shahi, Paneer, this, that, you know, everything is ready-made. Just put in the microwave and eat.
Earlier they used to have this and then at least make chapatis, you know. Nobody makes chapatis also, you know, it's all available now. So, in other words, people don't have time for doing their normal things. Forget about time for Krishna. No time to do their normal take care of normal responsibilities, you know, of the family and so on. In old days, there was one person earning and he would take care of a big family. 7-8 children, 10 children. Nobody is going for work, you know. His income was not that he was having a super income or something, but they are managing. They are managing within the means. But this is what has happened, you know, in the consumerism. Everything is now buy this, buy that. So, and Prabhupada is going even beyond India, and he is saying in every country, in every sect of religion, it appears that women are more interested than the men. But of course, when we say more interested, it's more to do with religion rather than spirituality. You know, in spirituality there are less women, but in religion, religiosity, so-called, there are more and more of them. So Queen Kunti here is, you know, taking that position and just asking Krishna a question. How am I being a striya? Very nice words in this shloka. Katham pasema hi striya. Pasema can observe. Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa is again, you know, Paramahamsa, as I said, is a very, very rare category. From where this word comes? Comes from Hamsa, swan. What does a swan do? He separates milk from water and he drinks only milk. So Paramahamsa, that means he to compare the Hamsa chooses only the spiritual matter and separates the spirit from matter. Like Prabhupada says, he is competent to discern between spirit and matter, and then he just sticks to spirit. And Paramahamsa is at the highest level, you know, Param, highest. So that way now Queen Kunti keeps glorifying Krishna. And that's how the prayer should be. All our prayers are like that. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any comment, question, you can take it.
Okay, women were less intelligent in the sense of being more attached to each other to the man.
Yeah, that's the nature.
Even like I know people that aren't devotees, and I have a cousin in particular, before he was married, he lived very simply. You know, he had a kind of small house, and he lived real simple. But I noticed, as soon as he got married, he had to get a big house, you know, his other friends wouldn't require all these types of things, whereas men they went very simply. So I think in that regard you can definitely see them without
that. They get affected by the competition faster than of course nowadays it's no difference between men and women.
Yeah. So I because for a while just by just examining that I saw that.
Just hold on. Yeah.
Like even just like by women, even like in elementary school, and kids are getting ready to go to school, you always see women take like at least an hour to be in the bathroom for the night for the makeup. It's all these things. So materially speaking, in a lot of senses. But you know, on the other side of it, you can see too, like particularly like women in a lot of senses who do take religion, they have more kind of devotion than men. And like, for example, even in India, like I always noticed in grad school that you can see people coming to you, like the men generally, a lot of times they wear regular clothes, but all of you can see the women, they wear saris all over the place, and they want to do religious function. So,
of course, in India, nobody will go, no lady will go to the temple wearing shorts and mini skirts and things like that.
Even
that. Men also generally won't grow, but now, I mean, what do you call NRIs? They started now wearing half pants and all in the temple also. But women, when I came to Phoenix, and some Gujarati lady came, you know, she must be at least 50 years old. And she was in the shortest of the shorts, you know. That was like a first shock to me, I said. And I mean, she had come to the temple before, but I didn't recognize her. And I said, she says, I come for Sunday. And I said, oh my God. Because she was looking totally different, you know. Very tight, short pants. And so I was shocked. I said, and then I told her, I said, Mataji, when you come to the temple, at least dress appropriately. Draws attention of the people unnecessarily.
Yeah. Even that that's kind of weird too,
yeah. But yeah, of course in India generally in some temples even they don't even allow like that, you know. Forget about you're wearing like that.
But I know, I just know even in America, like, I think I always see maybe older Indians, they generally always see women in saris, even and then generally just wear whatever.
But now, as I said, you know, things are changing fast.
Yeah. It's interesting though, that even the structures and society at this kind. This is this can be a very kind of controversial type of subject. And sometimes, like devotees, they have this this idea, like, you know, they often criticize, say, the pundits in Jagannath Puri, because they only let Indian born people inside the temple. You see, that's discrimination.
Yeah.
Right? But you'll find sometimes certain ISKCON temples around the world that women aren't allowed to be in class or even engage in any type of puja or things of that nature, simply nothing to do with how spiritually advanced they can be, but simply just because they have a body. Whereas that's the same kind of discrimination as that you don't let people in the Jagannath because they have white skin, but yet, even in ISKCON, you don't let women do certain things simply because they have a female body.
Mm-hmm.